but I think I don't think that any of the leaders, except possibly John Lewis on the SNCC people, really feel that way at all.
I think one of the things...
kids are hard to handle. I mean, you've been having them all over the country today.
Yeah, I know, but what are all these ministers coming in all over the country for if they don't feel like they've been mistreated here?
Well,
this minister's going to die, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Is he already dead?
No, sir. Everybody isn't. He is to all intent and purpose. I think they're just trying to keep him alive, you know, in a technical kind of way, as long as they can, at least so that he dies. And die at a time when, you know, flare things up. I think I expect he'll be dead by then.
What time do you think he'll die?
They tell me that he could stay alive for another 24 or 36 hours under these mechanical things, but I think he'll probably die early tomorrow morning.
Do you think you'll have your court order in the morning?
Yeah, I think we'll do, I think we'll get it worked out tomorrow sometime. Mike Judge is going to be pretty good. He's not going to embarrass King on this. He's not going to find that King was in violation of any law. And then we're working out the terms of that march, and I think be pretty satisfactory terms. Then, as I told Bill Moyers, King has accepted the idea that if this minister dies, that the Selma Montgomery march, or what they're going to call a march, it's going to be in his honor. Now, that'll do a lot to relieve the other demonstrations people would feel they had to make about this. And in addition, we'll give a funereal quality to it. You know, be like going to church. And that'll keep the rowdies down. So I think that's a good idea.
All right, now, I think it...
something with the ministers to,
I think Bill ought to talk to some of them tonight and get the feel, and then maybe you and Bill, or you and Lee White and Bill ought to invite some of them in the morning to take this heat off and to explain to them what's behind our reasoning and our thinking, and I think particularly yours and the vice president's and Bell's, any way that you can to get me out of the line of fire as much
right.
as we can. He has, the vice president has a memorandum. He doesn't have any recommendations.
Yeah.
But he's just transmitting. That's about all he's done. And we need to have somebody say to him, now, federal marshals were not dispatched to the area to arrest persons attacking federal officials. Because there weren't any federal officials being attacked, were they?
Only one FBI fellow bundled up.
Now, the second thing they say is leaders of the white segregationist forces, including Al Lengo, be arrested for encouraging their officers and troops to violate the civil rights of others.
We may have a case against Lengo. We may arrest him. And that may be possible to do. It's a delicate decision.
Sheriff Clark.
And Sheriff, well, hell, we got three cases against Sheriff Clark now. I don't mind arresting him.
Have they already been brought?
Yes, sir. But these are cases over the past 8 months against Clark, and we're waiting a decision, which we ought to get momentarily from the Court of Appeals in one of those. I don't really mind. I'm a little more reluctant with Lengo because it touches the governor more. I just sent seven more lawyers down there to go over all this evidence and pictures and whatnot, see what we could do on that.
Well, I think you ought to say in response to this now, we've got three cases against Clark already in the courts. I don't suppose y'all know that. But I've got seven lawyers going over this evidence, and it's not something that the president does. He doesn't go after white segregationists or white integrationists. It's a matter that we follow law and order here.